You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
It's the Hoffman Show. We're on the Team 980, always live as well on the free Odyssey app, streaming live on YouTube too. At the Team 980. Schedule release day in the NFL. We got a show tonight on the Team 980 with all of the details. Lynnell Willingham anchoring at 7 o'clock following us, so make sure you stay tuned for that or tune back in for that. This evening, we talk about it now, though, with someone who will be at all of the games. It's time for Not My Beat.
Today's top story, from the perspective of someone who's there.
You are looking live.
This just in.
Not My Beat.
JP Findley's also got a live show tonight on YouTube for NBC4. It is the All Ears show. JP is with us now. What's up, dude? How are you?
I am great. So I was listening to that drop you guys played with Anthony wanting to go to a bar mitzvah.
Yeah.
It sounds like he said Bart mitzvah.
It kind of does sound like that. Anthony, would you like to defend yourself?
It's... A Bart mitzvah? What?
Bart. Like, oh, you, yeah, put a T at the end.
Oh, no. I thought it was bar mitzvah.
It is, which is, it sounds like you said Bart mitzvah.
Let me go listen back.
All right. You report that when we get back to the end of the interview. If I haven't forgotten, we will circle back to that. There's about a 50-50 shot, but that's also the kind of thing that my dumbass does remember, as opposed to, you know, the important things in life, JP. So, JP, we knew Madrid. We knew Eagles week 16 when we woke up this morning. We've now learned Eagles week 18 again. We've learned 5 total primetime games, 3 more featured games, including the Madrid game and Cowboys at home on Christmas. What are your early impressions of how this Commander's schedule is stacking up?
We already knew the opponents, right? So we knew it's a difficult slate. Just playing the AFC West is the best division in the AFC, I would say. And then the NFC, it's a toss-up between the best division between the NFC East and the NFC North. And Washington had to play the NFC North. So, in addition to the East, obviously. So, we already knew it was a difficult schedule, that you're going to face some really good teams and some teams that have historically performed well. That said, I don't think... You know, people like to figure out when they got screwed. I don't really think they got screwed. Do they have some back-to-back roadies? Yes, but none of it is that outrageous. Atlanta and L.A., not that bad. You're going to Madrid, but then you get the bye week. First time they've had their bye week in not December in 4 years. The meat grinder to me really comes at the end of the year when you close the season with 4 straight. 2 of the final 3 against the defending Super Bowl champions. If you accept the fact that we already knew how much better this schedule was, you're facing 7 teams that made the playoffs last year, and one of those teams you're playing twice, and they're the defending Super Bowl champs. Like, it's a tough slate, but I think it's – I don't want to say advantageous, but, like, there's a lot of nights, there's a lot of national television windows. But to me, I think it's pretty fair.
Yeah, I mean, I think it is. I don't know what the right word is. It's eye opening. That's the correct phrase. When you see it on paper, and Anthony and I did a terrible attempt at a mock schedule yesterday. How Sheehan does it every year. I'm like, what? we're never doing this again. But you, when you finally get the games out on paper, you're like, damn, this is, there's no way to organize these where you get any kind of break because of the opponents, like you said. That said, JP, I despise the close of 2-3 against the Eagles. To me, I think divisional games should just be spread out more. What are your thoughts on how the NFL is handling that? Because they've kind of dipped their toe in this water in the past. I think the Vikings and Lions wound up doing this last year. Do you like that for the excitement that it can bring, the potential two-game swing late in a season in a division, or is it just too much, too concentrated for you?
It wasn't that long ago that Washington played the Giants twice in 3 weeks with a bye week in between. Now, that wasn't the last three games of the year, but it was late in the year. I think I like backloading division games to end the year. I don't know that I like 2 out of 3 against Philly. I think if you tell me that the final three games are going to be division games, I'm cool with that. I'd like the other three spread out throughout the year. For them to go 4 straight division, 2 of the last 3 against Philly, that's crazy. I also like, there's no guarantees in sports, and so we could get to late December and, dude, 2 years ago, Philly lost 6 of their last 7 and bombed out of the playoffs. Like, these games that everyone's assuming could be so excellent, could be something else entirely, or they could just be excellent. Who knows? If I had to pick, to me, like a toughest stretch is 2 Monday nights in 3 weeks with a trip to Dallas sandwiched in between. You can get on the short week bus if you want, but then they get the day on the way back. They play at Kansas City on a Monday. Then they have a Seattle home game. That's another prime time. But it's hard to look past that December run. Once they get into December and it's at Minnesota, at the Giants, then Philly, Dallas, at Philly, that is pretty difficult. I think we knew the teams they were playing were going to be difficult. I don't think they got particularly a rough route by the where and whens.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
JP Finley with us here on the Hoffman Show. I also, you know the show, JP. You know I like to personalize things for the guests. Like, what, for you today, what's it like to finally know what your fall is going to look like? Like, are you booking travel today? Are you have to wait till the fall? Like, how's it to know for you? Like, okay, this is what my September through January looks like.
So I have booked a couple things already. I'll be honest, here at Channel 4, so when I'm traveling, it's for NBC4 and Money Metal some. The Madrid game is obviously a big question. And the way NBC operates, they just like to like really go all in on big events. So the only debate for us is when we want to go, and we're waiting to kind of find out when the Commanders will go. You know what I did book, and you'll appreciate this, is a guy, I know the segment's not my beat, but you were on the beat for a while.
That's the whole joke, none of this is my responsibility anymore. Once upon a time, it was. Now I just sit here and let you guys do it.
I get it. Well, dude, so what people that work in football know is it's impossible to stay in Green Bay. You end up staying in Appleton or Sheboygan or even in Milwaukee and just driving up. But I may have been privy to some information earlier, and I actually was able to book a hotel in Green Bay.
Wow.
So I am really stoked about that. We're going to get to do – so I do All Ears every Wednesday night, the TV show, and we'll get to do that live in Green Bay on Wednesday night with, you know, Lambeau Field behind me, which will just be a really cool visual. But by far, personally, my biggest concern – was the Christmas game. I have young children. I didn't want to be on the road for Christmas. And especially Christmas mornings are pretty, I got a 6-year-old and, you know, Christmas morning matters a lot. So there's a huge sigh of relief to know I'll be home for that.
That's good.
And I know there are split feelings on this, and I can completely understand. And like, I offer compassion to the folks that are really upset about the Christmas game, that they want that to be a day dedicated to family or faith or whatever. Like, I understand your point of view, but to me, I think it's awesome they're playing on Christmas. I think families will get together and watch it, and I think a lot of families will go to that game together. So I think the Christmas thing is really fun, and, you know, the math of it would suggest that eventually I'll have to cover, in a way, Christmas game, but at least now I know it'll at least at the earliest be a year away, maybe more. And by then my kids are a little older, probably will care a little less if dad's not home. So all in all, I think it's pretty strong.
Yeah, no, I think it's a fun schedule to kind of piece together and look at. And I've seen now the full thing on ProGrid, which is pretty reliable. So, you know, you might have heard JP reference a few games that we've hinted at but haven't officially put on the graphic yet. We'll get the whole graphic updated for those watching on YouTube and get the full schedule out. I mean, ProGrid's that's the first place I've seen it that I'm like, okay, I trust that. We're good. Folks obviously knew, though, the Christmas game. I don't know. I'm mixed on the Christmas thing just in general. Like, conceptually, I'm not really a huge fan. I think the NFL has taken over everything, and I'm like, it's okay to leave some stuff for other people. The NBA has always been a Christmas Day thing. It's their tradition. Now the NFL comes in. And I also think that football is a game that benefits from having the full week of game planning, the full week to let these guys' bodies recover. And the fact that these games are happening on Christmas conceptually, I don't agree with. But if they're going to happen, like, I think it's a good thing, obviously, to be in the mix and be like, oh, we're one of the teams, or the team that I care about is one of the teams that the NFL also cares about, because that means you're good. And ultimately, like, that to me is the biggest thing with all of this, is when you got all these things, and I do want to talk about the football repercussions in a second, but ultimately, like, the league is telling us, from the league office standpoint, they think the Commanders are going to be good and interesting, and if they're right, I think we're in for a really, really fun ride this year.
Totally. You're 100% right. I mean, there's not a single Sunday 1 o'clock in October or November. Like, that's pretty telling of what they think for Washington. Specific to Christmas and the NBA and the NFL taking it over, I think a few things there. I think, like, even in the old days, there still would have been a game Christmas night because it was a Thursday night, and that's when they have games. And a lot of this stemmed from when Christmas was on a Saturday or Sunday, where the NFL is going to have games. And this will probably kick off a whole fight between you and I, because I love watching NBA playoff basketball so much. Every game is appointment viewing for me. But, like, the load management BS and the lack of, like, effort and excitement in NBA regular season games, I think is a big reason why the NFL was able to just take over Christmas. Because those games when I was a kid was MJ, and it was like absolute, like, could not miss it. And those games, they went to, what, 5 games? That noon game on Christmas Day is the least amount of effort or hustle, like, in history. So I think some of that's the NBA's own fault.
No, I think that's good. I think it's a good point, and I actually am not going to argue with you on this. Like, the people who are like, NBA basketball stinks. I'm like, no, like, it's not – doesn't stink. It's not as nearly as good as the playoffs because the level they play at the playoffs is unsustainable for the regular season. But that's also a reason for me, and I actually talked about this on the show yesterday in lieu of the Jason Tatum injury. The NBA needs fewer games in its regular season. Like, you can create scarcity and urgency, and you can make up some of the money by enhancing the percent of games that are on national television because that's where the real money is. Like, there are ways to try to make up some of the finances here, and if you stem losses at the league level, like, you're going to have a bigger pot of money in general. But also, like, it's funny because I think now the game is viewed as soft, and yes, you can't go murder someone in the lane like you could in 1991, but the level of movement and the amount of ground guys cover and the intellectual demands are so much higher now because the offenses and defenses are more complex and they're still playing 82 games. And it's like, why the playoffs are just a survival game every year. And you see someone like Tatum go down, who's played 100 games a season, like 4 years in a row. And you're like, yeah, no kidding. And so I actually agree with you that frankly, both leagues could use creating a little bit
if
scarcity.
Hockey guys can go 82. NBA guys can go 82.
Yeah, it's different though. Like, I'm not going to tell you that like hockey is not a tougher sport, like in terms of the physicality. But I think the constant running and jumping versus like guys skate into their and like play hockey into their late 30s on the regular because you don't have
to
jump.
Somebody told me, working one of these cash games, which is really interesting. A lot of times, guys will limp when they're walking, like bad ankle, bad knee, whatever. But in their skates, because the motion is generally like hips and quads, that they can skate fine and barely be able to walk. Just kind of, we're way off on a tangent, but interesting.
You on this show, and we go off on a tangent? Whoever could have thought? JP Finley's with us here on the Hoppin' Show. All right, I'll bring it back to the football. Talking about like the way athletes are in each sport. Like NFL guys, many of them are extraordinarily routine driven. And I think last year, you know, we heard about this a ton with Jaden, but specifically when they went on the road to Arizona and how he was able to adapt his routine. How do you think that the team and some of the individual key players handle the fact that there is going to be no routine in this season? It is going to be disjointed. The schedule is never going to feel rhythmic. Like, what kind of football impact do you think that has on this club?
It's a great question. I think it helps a lot that Dan Quinn was used to Dallas, where, I mean, whether they should be or not, it's a different discussion, but Dallas is constantly in prime time and moving games around. Not a lot of Sunday 1 o'clock for the Cowboys, so, and DQ coming from that, I think they can structure everything just fine. I also think it helps to kind of have that first Thursday game early on. Like, from a straight-up rest standpoint, you get the first Thursday in week two, so then you kind of get that mini-bye after that, and you've got a home game against the Raiders. Then you get your actual bye week in the middle of the season rather than in December. I think there are some real rest points in there. Clearly, there's some stretches that are going to be difficult at Dallas, at Kansas City, but at least you get an extra day. Will it be like the formula, the timeline, the schedule, the calendar that the players and frankly media and everybody are so used to? This will definitely be disrupted from that, but that's not, you said it very well. It means they're good. It means the league considers them good and a major draw. And that's why it's going to look like this. And I think people just got to accept that.
Yeah, it's on Dan Quinn and the staff to make sure that they have what they need in place and make smart scheduling decisions about practices and times. And these guys are smart and they leave everything or they leave no stone unturned. But the alternative is you suck and you get to play at 1 o'clock every week. So, I'd rather be good and have Jaden Daniels and have a top, eight quarterback, maybe top five quarterback in the league, and have to figure out what to do with my practice schedule, then figure out what to do under center and be, I don't know, the New York Giants.
Right. Like, I bet the Jaguars and the Panthers have a bunch of Sunday 1 o'clock games, but I bet their fans would rather be Washington.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no doubt about it. All right. Last thing, JP, we on the day after schedule release every year do a road trip draft. The obvious number one pick this year is Madrid. So if I take Madrid off the table, I'm guessing Lambeau, you already said how excited you are for that. Is that the number one pick in the road trip draft on J.P. Finley's board?
Well, Lambeau would be up there. I mean, just covering games at Lambeau is so cool. I've gotten to do it a couple times, though. But I was just made aware of something that I don't know that I'll be able to pull off, but I sure as hell am going to try to pull it off. I don't know if this game is out yet. Do people know when the Falcons game is?
It's week four is what has been reported.
Right. Okay. So Washington plays at Atlanta week four.
Mm-hmm.
Bama plays at Georgia. So that is the Commanders Falcons is September 28th. Bama's playing Georgia in Georgia, September 27th. So I am pushing some cards around trying to get a ticket to that Bama-Georgia game, in which case, if I can pull that off, that becomes my one seat of road trips this fall.
See, that's the thinking man's thing right there. See, Anthony, we're going to have to do more prep for our road trip draft to see if there's other stuff that we can fit in, because that is a vet move from J.P. Finley. That is showing us how it's done.
Yeah, I got to update the calendar then.
Yeah. Also, Anthony, how do you say what happens when a young Jewish man gets to 13 years old?
Let's
what
listen together.
To okay.
Phil Bart.
It certainly sounds like there's a T at the end.
I think J.P. was right.
Yeah, I think you might have.
You said like Bart Simpson, Bart Mitzvah.
Phil Bart Mitzvah.
That should be a Simpsons episode. Like, how has that not happened in the history of that show? How has there not been the Bart Mitzvah?
I think JP was listening very attentively.
Yeah.
I got big ears.
Hey, look, apparently you're all ears.
We brought it all full circle. All right, all ears tonight, 8:30 on NBC4's YouTube page, JP.
Yes, sir.
And then, of course, JP with B. Mitch tomorrow. Although, B. Mitch has been out. Is it you and Toby again tomorrow? And why is Russell complaining on your show?
Dude, I love bringing Russell on there to complain. even though some of what he's saying is warranted, it's the ultimate, like, just media curmudgeon. You know what I'm saying? And it makes me laugh.
It does.
B's out in Seattle on a golf trip. A well-earned vacation.
Nice. All right. So, JP tomorrow with Toby Altizer. Maybe Russell will be complaining there. You have to tune in to find out. 10 a.m. and all ears tonight on NBC4's YouTube page. Also, if you want to see him on television, tune in to NBC4 at the bottom of the hour, 5:30. JP, appreciate you, sir. Thank you.
Thanks, dude. Later.
JP Finley with us here on The Hoffman Show. When we get back, let's do it, Anthony. Let's unveil the entire Commanders 2025 schedule, and then we will react to that, take your calls to some of the games that you want to go see coming up later on in the show as well. Why Josh Connerly at guard isn't as crazy as you might think, straight from the mouth and education of Logan Paulson. And then also our Mystics interviews continue 6:30 today. You'll hear from third overall pick in the 2025 WNBA draft, Sonia Citron.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.